With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump moving forward now with plans for what he calls a board of peace to address a number of global conflicts. Here's correspondent Bob Agnew.
The Board of Peace was initially conceived as a mechanism to end the Israel-Hamas war in Gaza. But now the president says the new body would, in his words, embark on a bold new approach to resolving global conflict. It's a mission that could rival the United Nations. The president sent out letters on Friday to various world leaders, inviting them to be founding members of the board. The governments of Argentina, Paraguay, Canada, Egypt, and Turkey confirmed that their leaders are among those who've been invited to join. Bob Agnew reporting.
Middle East expert Dr. Michael Loren thinks a deal to end the violence in Iran would greatly benefit the United States, not just Tehran.
Which would be a tremendous, not just financial victory for America, Iran, of course, a major supplier of oil, but also give the United States immense leverage over the Chinese, because the Chinese economy is almost entirely dependent on Iranian oil. Think about that, what that would mean for America and the world without firing a single shot.
Dr. Oren appearing on the Salem Radio Network.
For Israel, the outcome would be okay. It could be much better if the regime would disappear entirely. But a regime that has been defanged and now newly connected with the United States, not with Russia, not with China, is very much in Israel's interest.
The investigation continuing in Spain, at least 21 people have been killed in a high-speed train crash. Officials say dozens injured. It is feared the death toll will climb. An official says the train derailed, jumped onto another track in the opposite direction, and then hit an oncoming train. Two passenger carriages rolled down a 20-foot slope. This is SRN News. More churches today are closing than opening.
A new study from Lifeway Research reveals that for 2024, the last year for which all the data is in, about 3,800 new Protestant churches opened in this country. However, that same year, roughly 4,000 churches closed their doors. Lifeway spokesman Scott McConnell finds a silver lining, saying, quote, given recent declines in Americans identifying as Christians, churches show a remarkable ability to remain open even with fewer attendees. Michael Harrington reporting.
A group of Democratic attorneys general filing suit challenging the Trump administration's requirement that states must recognize male and female as the only two sexes. Last year, Department of Health and Human Services informed states they must certify compliance with the president's executive order if they want to receive federal health, education, and research funds. This is SRN News. Well, Britain's main opposition leader joining a protest against China's planned new embassy in London.
The British government faces a Tuesday deadline to approve or block the project. Britain's Conservative Party leader says China has harassed members of parliament and British nationals connected to China. Hundreds of demonstrators gathered at the site on Saturday and chanted, "No China Mega Embassy." The UK government is expected to approve the embassy, which would be the largest in Europe.
Syrian government announcing a ceasefire with the Syrian Democratic Forces taking almost full control of the country. The move early Sunday dismantles the Kurdish-led forces that controlled the northeast for more than a decade. Tensions, though, between the government forces as well as the SDF boiled over earlier this month, leading to a major push toward the east. More details, SRNNews.com.